The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. The Gemara over here in Daf Kuf Chav Zayin quotes the Mishnah earlier on Daf Kuf Chav Amud Beis. Achbar, type of mouse or rat, some type of rodent, shechetzi basar vechetzi adoma. Mishnah says that there's such a thing as an achbar that is half flesh and the other half is adoma, is dirt. And the Mishnah discusses the status of such an achbar. And we say that on Negea Bebosar Tomei, the Bosar of Achbar, obviously it's dead, so a dead Sheretz is Mitame. So if you touch the Bosar, you become Tomei. But if you touch the dirt, that is, you touch the dirt, the Mishnah says you are Tar. What are we talking about? So the Mishnah says there's such a creature of a Achbar, a type of rodent, that is not born. It's not created from a mother and a father. Instead, somehow, the dirt, it gets created from the ground. And the ground, somehow, with some sort of process, the ground takes on the shape of the dirt. The dirt takes on the shape of an achbar, of a mouse, or some type of rodent. And eventually it turns into basar. But part of it turns into basar. It's possible that part of it is already considered basar as flesh, and the other part just has the shape, but it's still considered, it still physically looks and feels like dirt. So in such a situation, the Mishnah says that the part that's basar, that's flesh, is mitame, like a sheretz, but the part that's adama is not mitame. So the Gemara over here says that we have a drasha. Pasuk says, Hasheretz. Pasuk says, Sheretz ala aretz, that sheretz ala aretz is tameh, it's considered avatumah, when it dies. So the Gemara says that kol mashritz yitama, shein mashritz lo yitama. Any sheretz that's mashritz is mitameh, and if it's not, it's not mitameh. Oitzi achbar shechetzei basar, vechetzei adoma, shein parah v'rovah. So the Gemara says mashritz has a connotation that it has, it causes, that it grows. Mashritz is a connotation that it grows and it has children. So therefore we say that the only type of sheretz that's going to have the tumah sheretz is only a sheretz that's parah v'rovah, that has children. A sheretz that's not parah v'rovah, the halacha is, that's not included, that's not considered a sheretz, it doesn't have the title of sheretz, and therefore it is not mitameh. Rashi explains, she'ena parah v'rovah. Rashi here says, she'ena parah v'rovah, kaloymar shaloy hoya mipirya v'rivya shal achbar. Rashi says that this achbar didn't come, it wasn't born. It didn't come from the period of Arivia of another Achbar, the Fishanaitzer Me'elov, because it was created on its own. And that is the source, that's why the Gemara makes a drasha that Azash Sheretz, such a Sheretz that didn't come from a mother and a father, it's not part of a Rava, and it's not included in the Pasuk, and therefore it's not a Sheretz, and it will not be Tomei. This is a very fascinating sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Hilchos Machalos Asuras says that there's a number of different lavin, number of different isurim. The Torah says many times in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat a sheretz. And the Rambam says that the many different times the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a sheretz, each pasuk is coming to tell us about a different type of sheretz. So there are different categories of sheretz. The Rambam says there are certain shrotzim which are called sheretz aretz. It's the type of sheretz that usually crawls on the ground. This is a type of sheretz that has wings, that flies. This type of shrotzim, there's types of bugs that are in the water. Each category of sheretz gets its own isser, its own pasuk in the Torah, and its own lav. In addition, the Rambam holds that it's possible to have one sheretz to have more than one characteristic. It could be a type of sheretz that lives in the water and also comes out on the ground. Or it's a sheretz that walks on the ground that also flies. And in such a case, somebody who eats such a sheretz will be over more than one isser. He'll be over two isserim. If it's a sheretz aretz and it's a sheretz aif, so he'll be over two lavin. One of the lav in the Rambam writes in lav kufayin zayin, the Rambam says that there's a lav not to eat a specific type of sheretz. The pasuk says, leisitamus nafshei seichem mikol sheretz haroimes. Usually the Torah says sheretz hasheretz. Here the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yirav, pasuk Mendal says there's something called the sheretz haroimes. So what's the difference between the type of crawling that's sheretz, the type of crawling that's roimes? So the Rambam defines that the word roimes refers to a sheretz that was created from the ipush, that it was created from the fact that there was something that, something that was started to decompose and started to rot, and from that decay somehow was created a sheretz, because somehow created worms or created bugs, and in such a situation, that's a special lav. The Torah has a specific lav that we're not allowed to eat a sheretz or roimes, which refers to this sheretz that was not created because it came from another sheretz. It wasn't created because there's a sheretz that laid eggs and those eggs hatched into this bug. It became because it was created originally from the ipush, was created from this rat and decay. So the Rambam holds that there is a special lav for something like this that was created this way. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos in the beginning in Sheirish Tes, the Ramban has a very long discussion where he disagrees with the Shita of the Rambam. He disagrees with a lot of different things about the Rambam Shita by Shrotzen. One of the things he disagrees with is this lav. The Ramban says, how could you tell me that there's a specific lav called for a sheretz that was created from the rat, from the ipush, from decay? The Ramban says, the Rambam, you yourself hold that it's possible to be over more than one lav. If you have two laven that come together, you have one sheretz that has more than one characteristic, it could become, you be over more than one lav. And in fact, the Rambam says, the Rambam does have certain cases, the Rambam understands the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Tezayin, that the Gemara is talking about a specific case where you have a sheretz that has this characteristic that it comes from an ipush, it was created from decay, and therefore you're over this lav. And then besides for that, you're also over all the other laven. You're over the lav of sheretz ha'aretz and sheretz ha'mayim and sheretz ha'oif. So the Ramban says, how could that be? You're telling me that there's a fundamental difference between a sheretz that's sheretz and a sheretz that's roimes, and a sheretz that's sheretz means that it can have children, and a sheretz that roimes means it was created from decay and it can't have children. So if that's the case, so then you have to have two separate categories. Any sheretz that's roimes, that was created from decay, obviously doesn't have children. If it doesn't have children, so then you can't be included in the other lav of sheretz. So any sheretz that has this lav can't have any of the other laven. And it was created from an egg, it hatched from an egg, it came from parents, it was part of a rova, so then it's not included in the other laven, it can't be included in this lav. So the Ramban says, how do you ever have a case where you'll be over this lav and you'll be over the other laven as well? So there's a Sefer HaMitzvos that was written by a late Rishon, the Reb Shimon Bar Tzemach, the Tashbetz. He wrote a Sefer that's called Zohar HaRakia. In the Sefer Zohar HaRakia on Sefer HaMitzvos, it's primarily a pirish on the Shira that was composed by Reb Shlomo Ibn Gabiro, which he lists all the Tariq Mitzvahs. But in the beginning of the Sefer, he has a Hakdama where he goes through all the Shiroshim of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. And over there he says, and he has a Sheresh test where he answers the Ramban's Hasagas, the Ramban's Kashas on the Rambam. And he says over there that it's not a Kasha. He says over here it's not a Kasha, and he even brings a proof from our Gemara. Because the Gemara over here says that why do we exclude a achbar that's half basar and half adama, half is flesh and half is dirt? The Gemara says that it's not metama. If it's not metama, why? Because it's not included in the parish of sheretz. However, the assumption from the Gemara is that if you would have a completely formed sheretz that was niver menu adama, this achbar came from the adama, so then it wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem, and then it would be metama. It would be like a regular sheretz. And if when it dies, it's metama. The entire sheretz is metama. In fact, the Tashbetz, in fact, the Zerikia, I don't understand. The Gemara says the reason why this sheretz is not metame, it's not included in the parish of sheretz, because it's not part of a rova. The Gemara says, ain't a part of a rova. If it's ain't a part of a rova, If that's the case, that it's any part of a rava, so what's the, that means it doesn't come from another sheretz because it was created from the adama. What's the difference if half is created from the adama or if the entire thing is created from the adama? If the entire thing is created from the adama, it didn't come from a father or a mother. It wasn't part of a rava. So how could the Gemara say that when it's half part of a rava, half is never min adama, it's not part of a rava. And then when it's completely, it is part of a rava. How could that be possible? It must be, says the Zohar Rekiah, that's not what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says that you have an achbar that's half ad basar and half adama, and the Gemara says it's an any part of a rava, you know what it means? It doesn't mean, like Rashi says, that it was created without parents. Because if it was created without parents, then there's no difference if it's completely min adama, or if it's completely formed from dirt, or when it's completely formed and used to come from dirt, or if it's only half formed. The pshat of the Gemara is any part of a rava means it can't create more children. Zokta Zohar Rekiah, who told you that if I have a sheretz, such a sheretz that was nivra, minu adamos, created from decay, where it's created from the dirt, like in our Gemara, and now it's a fully formed sheretz. Who told you that this sheretz, that's a 100% fully formed sheretz, that this sheretz can't have children? Maybe it could, even though it itself was created from the Adama, was created from decay or something else. It did not come, it does not have parents, but who says it can't have children? So when the Gemara says ain't a part of a rabba, what the Gemara means that the only sheretz that's excluded is the type of sheretz that cannot have children. So if it's chetzei min Adama, and chetzei bas, and chetzei Adama, say if half of it is flesh, so then it's not fully formed yet. Then even if there's some sort of life to it, I don't know exactly how that works, but it's not fully formed, it definitely can't have children. But when it's fully formed and was alive, then it could have children. So in such a case, then it's metama also. And that will answer the Raman's kasha as well. Because this, that the Torah says there's an Isser Sheretz, that there are other Isseri Sheretz, so either Ramban is saying, how could it have children? What do you mean? If it was created from the Adama, how could it have children? The answer is that the Ramban assumes that if it came from Adama and it came from decay and it did not have a father or mother, it cannot reproduce and produce offspring. If that's the case, so the Ramban, according to the Ramban, it's all the same. If it doesn't have parents, then it can't have children. But the Zohar Rekiah says the Rambam is not meshubet to this understanding. The Rambam will disagree with the Ramban. The Rambam will hold that even though it doesn't have parents, it can still have children, like we see from our Gemara. If that's the case, so you have a very good answer for the Rambam that it's possible to have a sheretz that has this iser because it came from the ipush, it came from the rat and decay, and yet it could still have more children, and therefore it will be considered that it's part of a rava, and therefore you will be over the other isuri sheretz as well. Now, this is the way the Zohar Rekiah learns the Rambam. Rashi, we said, learns a different pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learns that the pshat in the Gemara is that it ain't a part of a rava means it did not come. It did not come from a father or a mother. And it would seem that Rashi learns like the Ramban, that there's no differentiation between the two. In fact, the Ramban says clearly, very clearly in Sefer HaMitzvos, that we don't differentiate between the two. And if it doesn't come from parents, it can't have children either. In fact, this Ramban is also, the Ramban writes this as well, more explicitly in his Pirush al Torah, in Parashas Bereishis. And the Ramban writes over there very clearly that the Torah says that there was a bracha. Hashem gave a bracha to all the living creatures, and he said, "Vayivarach oisim alekim vayomer lehem pru revu." It was a special bracha that Hashem gave to all the different types of creatures that he created, that they have the ability to reproduce. Says the Ramban, that there is a koyach in all these animals and all these creations that they could have children, that's only because Hashem gave them the bracha. But something that's not included in that bracha, it will not have the ability. It's not a natural ability to have children. The ability to have children is because it's included in this bracha. Based on this, the Dazakenim writes, Dazakenim Alitosis writes over there in Parashas Bereishis, that we know there's a concept, and the Pasuk even talks about it, that there is a concept of a mule, that when you breed a horse and a donkey together so they can have a child, and that child is a mule. But a mule cannot have more children. A mule is barren. It cannot have children. Says the Daz de Kedem, you know why this is true? That a mule, a pered, cannot have children? That's because this parrot is a new creation that was created from people. It's not something that occurs naturally in the world. It's not something that Hashem himself created. Therefore, it's not included in the bracha when Hashem said, Pru Ravu, to all the creations, this creature was not included. Since it's not included, it can't have children. So this is the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban says clearly that something that was not created from a parent doesn't come from a father or a mother. It's not included in the bracha. And therefore, since it's not included in the bracha, it cannot reproduce as well. However, the Rambam holds, not like that, the Rambam holds that it's not dependent. The two things are not dependent upon each other. Even though it doesn't come from a parent, it still has the ability to have children. Now, there's a very interesting halacha that comes out from this. In fact, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Zayin, says that the halacha is, when it comes to killing bugs, small bugs or flies on Shabbos, so the Gemara in Shabbos has a rule that there are two types of bugs. There's one type of bugs, the Gemara says, that's par of a rava, and there's another type of bug that's not par of a rava. One type of bug lays eggs and it reproduces, and there's another type of bug that does not reproduce. And instead, this bug is created, where the bugs come from. They're created from some type of ipush, or they're created, the Taisa says that they're created from the sweat of a person, they're created from sweat of a person or animals. So there's two types of bugs. One of them that is created, that's part of a rava, and one of them that's not part of a rava. And the Gemara over there says that there's no iser of Netilas Neshama on Shabbos, even though there's an Isser to kill not only a person on Shabbos, it's a Malacha, but to kill any living thing, there's an Isser on Shabbos of Netilas Neshama. Nevertheless, there's no Isser Netilas Neshama on this creature, this bug, that was not part of a rova, that was created from some other way. It did not come from a father or a mother. Now the Rambam has a very interesting Shita. The Rambam says that when the Rambam differentiates between which types of bugs you're allowed to kill on Shabbos and which ones you're not allowed to kill on Shabbos, the Rambam says that there's two types. The Rambam says that there's one type of bug that he says is created from offer, is created from dirt, and that type of bug, the Rambam says, if you kill it on Shabbos, you are chayiv. And then he says there's another type of bug, another type that's created meho ipush, that's created from decay. It comes from something, from decaying matter, and that causes it to turn into some type of bug. And therefore the Rambam says such a thing, if you kill it on Shabbos, you're potter. So the Rishonim ask on the Rambam, what's going on? The Gemara gives a different rule. The Gemara says that it's not dependent on where it comes from. The Gemara says it's dependent on whether it could have children or not. So what's the pshat over here? So the Bir Halacha, no less than the Chofetz Chaim in Mishneh Berurah, in Bir Halacha, Simen Shin Tezayin Siftes, discusses the Shita of the Rambam, and he says the Rambam over here is L'shitosoi, for what he holds in Sefer HaMitzvos. Because the Rambam Shita is that even though something is created min ha'ofer, something did not have a father or a mother, nevertheless it still has the ability to reproduce and have children and have offspring. This is the sheet of the Rambam. Therefore the Rambam says if it was created min ha'ofer, if it was something that was created from dirt, then it could reproduce. If it could reproduce, so then the halacha is, so then you're chayiv if you kill it on Shabbos. If it was created min ha'ipush, then the Rambam says that's already different. That's something that is created min ha'ipush, it does not reproduce. And since it does not reproduce, therefore the Rambam says if you kill it on Shabbos, you will not be chayiv. He says the other Rishonim, the Ramban, disagrees with the Rambam. He doesn't understand this chiluk of the Rambam. That's because the Ramban goes lishitosai. The Ramban holds that there's no difference between something that was created min ha'ofer min ha'ipush. Because the halacha is if it wasn't created, it didn't come from a parent, it cannot reproduce in any circumstances. And therefore, the Ramban says, in either of these cases of the Rambam, if you kill it on Shabbos, you won't be chayiv.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.